Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. I'm Angel Thacker. I'm your hostess. It is a beautiful day today in the San Francisco Bay Area. Today is Friday, the 17th, and today's topic with our programming is Breaking Through, Ignite Your Life. And I want to start by reminding everyone that I do take calls and it is a short program, so I will cover some content first and answer some questions first from people who have emailed me and then take calls, and I'm going to try and limit your calls to about 3 minutes or so. So be patient because we don't have a lot of time, and please keep your questions focused on the topic that we have. If you need any deeper questions or if you need more assistance, you can email me or you can connect with me on the website, and perhaps I can connect with you, you know, at a later date. And that email being angel.thacker@comcast.net. You can find me on Facebook at Ignite and Evolve, or you can find me on Twitter at Angel Thacker on Twitter, and I will respond to your questions if you have a quick question, or you can contact me, you know, for readings. I do email readings and all that wonderful stuff. So that's all the official stuff. And again, good morning. On today's topic, Breaking Through, so many people have been contacting me specifically around the areas of, you know, feeling like their lives are about to take off. You never feel that way? You're on a path for a certain journey. You feel yourself stepping onto the road. You feel yourself walking forward. The energy is coming to you. You're excited. Your enthusiasm is high. The opportunities are exploding around you. And then, bam, you feel like you hit a wall. You feel like everything has stopped. You feel like you're ever so close. You could reach your hand forward and grab your dreams, grab your visions, grab your purpose. But for some reason, it's just not quite within your reach, or even more frustrating, it's absolutely at a dead stop. If any of you are feeling like that, let me start by telling you that is a normal feeling when you are about to break through. That's what it feels like when you're about to step into the next realm. That's exactly what it feels like when you're about to go forward in a new direction. What do I mean when I say that? Well, it's very simple. Picture yourself walking across a path. If you take that path and the path is straight and you're going forward in a straight direction and it's flat and the terrain is grassy and beautiful and everything is perfectly fine and safe, that journey is going to look and feel the same all the way through that path. But let's say you're walking the path and in front of you you see a hill. But the mountain is your goal. At the bottom of the mountain, just at the end of your path, is all the gear that you're going to need to traverse the mountain, right? But before you can, you have to stop. You have to change your gear. You have to make preparations. And then you have to kind of psych yourself up. And then you got to make your climb, right? So what am I saying? What I'm saying is really simple. When the journey changes direction, your environment will change direction, whether that is your physical environment, your mental environment, or your spiritual environment. It will change direction. And when that change direction hits you at your soul and spirit, it can be kind of scary. It can be kind of challenging. And it can be kind of frustrating. And it's perfectly okay. It doesn't mean that your journey is not going to move forward. So I'm going to take you through a couple of exercises, and if we have callers, we'll go ahead and take a couple of callers. The number to call in, if you would like to call into the program, is 917-932-1778. That number one more time, 917-932-1778. Before we get started with our exercises, take a deep breath. We're going to give thanks. This is the day to give thanks. It's a beautiful day, no matter where you are. It really is a beautiful day because this is the day that you woke up and decided you were going to break through. Because that song of the door is break on through to the other side. That's what you've decided to do today, which makes this a beautiful day. Whether it is sunny outside or it is snowing outside, it is a beautiful day. And you want to give thanks for this wonderful day. And you want to thank the divine for the opportunity to take your life to its next evolution. which is what we're going to do. Deep breath in, release all your anxiety with every breath out. Release it one more time. Deep breath in and release any nervousness. And understand that it is time now for us to live our dreams. As I like to say, dream life, dance and sing. You want to do every single day. So let's go back to our concerns. One of my listeners wrote me a note here, and she says, I always feel like I'm almost to my goal, and the obstacles seem to be the people around me. What can I do to adjust my process so that the people around me don't distract you? And I'll call her Sue. So for Sue, that's a really good question, and that's a question that we often get kind of caught up with. It's so easy for the people around us to distract us from our goal. Part of that reality is that they distract us from our goal because we're allowing them to distract us from our goal. Does that make sense? I'm going to repeat that. They distract us from our goal because we're allowing them to distract us from our goal. We choose the people in our lives. Our parents and our siblings and the family around us, not so much as the people in our inner circle. And I would say probably 75 or maybe even higher than that percentage of the time, it's the people in our inner circle that are distracting us from our dreams, from the purposes of our song and our dance. You can choose to watch the film they're projecting to you, or you can choose to turn that off and watch something else. It sometimes is much easier to focus on the distraction than it is to step up, put on your gear, and climb the mountain. As hard as that is for us to acknowledge, it is harder to step up and climb for our dreams than it is to sit down and wrestle with the distractions. I like to call them clowns. The people around me kind of giggle when I go into my clown presentation. Because it reminds me of the circus. You go to the circus and you watch the clowns, and the clowns are there to distract you with funny and joy and keep you engaged with the circus, right? And it's awesome. They're standing there having a good time. Their faces are painted. Their colors are wild. They're making noises. They're jumping up and down. They're throwing pies. They're doing all kinds of outrageous things to keep your attention on the circus. And your response is usually to stay engaged with the circus, right? You pay your money, you sit down, you watch the clown. Unfortunately, most of us don't live a life where we can sit and engage with the clowns 24/7. Eventually, you're going to have to thank them for their entertainment and step away from the circus, right? So think of your distractors as those little clowns. Think of them as the little clowns that are trying to distract you. It's time for you to say goodbye to the circus. Thank them for what they were there for, because many of them were there for something important in your life, whether it was a spouse or it was a joy or a love, whatever the purpose was at that time, they served their purpose. It's time to move on to the next path. It's time to move on to the next goal. Don't let the clown distract you. So thank you, Sue, for the question. I have one more question, and I'll open it up to calls. And this is Tom. Tom writes me a note, and he says, I love the topic. Thank you for the topic. If I'm unable to listen, can you please give me some guidance around focusing on breaking through and what that means? Because I want to break through, but I don't know what to do. Thank you. Okay, that's a good question. A lot of people will ask me that. It's easy to say. It's so easy for me to sit here and say, all you got to do is break through. Right? Why don't you just break through? Why don't you just stop frustrating yourself and just get up and do it? How many times has somebody told you that in your life, whether it's in athletics or a job? Just go over there and do it. Why don't you just go do it? Very, very easy, right? It's not as easy as it sounds, but it is as easy as it sounds. Check it out. Give yourself the time to develop the tools so that you can move forward. Take time each day to to stop, to breathe, to engage with spirit, to engage with the divine, to mellow your soul so that the answers and the guidance can come to you. And then the most important element, which is sometimes the hardest element to get your hands around, is faith. Everyone I'm working with right now that's coming up against this particular frustration, it's the trust and the faith, knowing in certainty that this breakthrough is going to happen, and that unfortunately we don't get to choose when it's going to happen. We just get to take advantage of the opportunity. So having faith, absolute faith that this is going to happen, is your biggest focus. And I want you to believe in your soul, believe deep in your soul, and know deep in your soul that you're going to break through. And then Tom and the other callers and the other people writing me notes they're focusing on, I say to you, stop, breathe, listen, and trust. I'm going to repeat that. Stop, breathe, listen, and trust. The clowns will get less powerful in your life. The walls will get less dense and strong. And the path will become more clear, and the climb become less difficult. I hope that helps. I know that you're going to make it, and I know you're going to do something powerful. I just want you to know that. So I'm going to take our first caller here. Good morning. This is Angel. Welcome to Ignite Evolve Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Angel. This is Pooja.
Hi, Pooja. How are you? I was just reading your note this morning.
Awesome. I'm so excited. I'm glad I caught you. And I'll be joining you more often, definitely. But I loved it. I loved your input. I loved your message. It felt very valid and exactly what I needed to hear. And it came through. A lot of stuff came through in the nick of time for me. So it was very nice.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. It delights my heart. You know, you get information from people, you give it to them, and sometimes people just go skipping off into the sunset. You never hear anything. You're waving at them going, well, bye. Good luck. And so it's wonderful when people, you know, kind of check in and let you know that they that the power they got out of the information. And you know, you're a person, Pooja, that's about to break through. And I believe one of the things that you got in your message was about trust and faith as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the biggest thing is I wanted to wait for a week because he gave me an exercise to do. And my exercise was to connect every day and you know, just have that faith. And that was the exercise. And so I waited and I did it. And everything came rushing in like you said it would. And it's the beginnings of it, but it feels right and it feels good. And not only the aspect of, like, my purpose and my healing career and all that, but also kind of the other things that support it have come through. So options are really open also, which is a big deal.
That's ridiculous. That's wonderful. I'm so excited. I would love to, you know, hear when you're starting to do some stuff in terms of your healing. It felt really powerful to me when I was looking at it, that you have something really, really fundamentally different and kind of the exploding energy that's going to be coming out in the next year or so of this new technology that feels like you are one of the people that's coming up with this stuff. And I can't wait to kind of hear more about it as you start to do it. And your energy feels so focused right now.
It is. It's very focused. It's very fine-tuned. But I'm not stressed out at all, which is great. Usually with that comes a little bit of stress.
yes, it does. Let me tell you. Yes, it does. I'm so excited. I do appreciate you calling in so that the listeners can hear the positive side of it, because if you do sit, and for sometimes we get a message, and I think all of us have been there when we're light workers, and we're like, oh my gosh, ugh, this is frustrating. I got to pay my bills, and I want this to take off. And then somebody, you know, you ask somebody for a message, and what you want is walk over here, pick this up, go over here, put this down, and do that, and talk to this guy, and go do that. What you get is kind of a more eclectic, spiritually focused message. And it turns out that you needed that more, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it was dead on.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yay, I'm so excited. I have your other note. I'm going to look at it. You know, this weekend I'm going
to
be at
I can't wait to work with you further because I will, I totally need that direction sometimes, a lot of times actually. And, you know, the big thing with me is I'm still learning, like still trying to figure out what some of the stuff I'm doing is and some of the stuff I'm getting. And, you know, the whole process is still a learning process. And that having that extra perception, such a keen perception, you know, an accurate perception is very, I'm so excited. I definitely will be working with you.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Thank you very much. If you wouldn't mind sending me a little note that says that I can feature you on the website and let them know, you know, give your little commentary on how effective it was, and then anything you would like to say about what you're up to. That would be awesome. That would be really, really awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling, Pooja. Thank you so much. I wish you were in the area, but maybe I'll get out your way sometime. What area of the country? So you're in Maryland? Are you in Maryland?
I'm in South Carolina. I'm actually in Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina. Why did I think that much?
And where are you? So are you in California?
I am in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I have a brother in South Carolina, so
no
I might
way.
Have to come check you out. Yes, I do. I have a brother in South Carolina.
I've always, you know, what's really funny is I've always felt myself move to California too. Eventually, I feel like I feel like it's two-sided. Charleston and California both the coast. So I've always seen that for some reason.
Very metaphysical in this area, so there's a lot of stuff that happens in this area. So, you know, that's not something that you'd want to miss. So you want to get out here every once in a while, at least, to kind of charge up and get engaged in the energy. So the energy, we've got Santa Cruz, all kind of cool stuff out here. All kind of cool stuff. Well, I'm going to take my next caller. I will get back to you. As I was saying, I have a crystal fair this weekend, so if I don't get back to you today, I'll probably get back to you Sunday because I'll be engaged in the crystal fair this weekend. Have a wonderful day. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah. I was going to ask one more thing. If you have a little bit of time, can I get a message for this week? I don't know if taking a lot of your time.
What, right this very second, or can I email it to you?
Or afterwards, after you speak with everyone, if there's a little bit of on the show, if you have something small.
So I'm embarrassed to say, as I am new to this whole process, that I do not know how to put people on hold yet. So what I have to do is call back in, okay?
Okay, I'll just call back in then.
Alrighty, so I'm going to let you go and get the next caller, and then you can call back in. If I have time, I'll grab you again, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon, Pooja. Bye-bye. The technology. I'm still learning the technology. I am pretty geeky, but this is the new technology for me. So, got one more caller here that's been holding for a long time as well, so I'm going to grab this caller. Good morning. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Well, you got babies in the background,
Ian. I do. I'm sorry for the noise.
No, that's okay. I love the sound of babies. They're so refreshing, and it's especially when they're happy. As long as they're happy, it's okay.
Yeah, as long as they're happy. Well,
so what kind of things can we talk about around breaking through for you today? Because I know we've focused on a couple of things. I feel like we're moving forward in some areas for you, yes?
I kind of feel like I'm moving forward, and then I stop. I move forward, and then I stop. It's like I'm jerking in a car, and I'm just getting so frustrated to the point where I just, like, want to give up on my dream.
No, we cannot. No, you're not allowed to give up on your dream. Okay, that's your first message. There's no giving up on your dream, number one. And number two, as I said earlier in the program, it's so natural to feel this. And one of the things that I have found in working with people, even working in my own life, is the more powerful your path, the more powerful the purpose is that you're focusing on going, the more dramatic the distractions tend to be. And it's frustrating to say, but it's almost like the universe is saying, if you want this, you got to earn it. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And so
yes, it does.
What we don't want to do is
and
give
you know,
up. We
I
don't
want to
give up.
I don't mind putting in the work and everything to, you know, make it come to fruition. I guess with me, it's just I know where I can see the end of the road, and I just don't know what path to take. Because there's so many options, and so many of the options seem so familiar to me.
Okay.
So,
let's look at that for a second. So what I get, I actually see three paths for you. One path is a safe path where it's like, if I go this way, it is, I know that I'll have a foundation. It's kind of work that I'm familiar with. And I know I can continue to do this, and it's, you know, it's okay. Then there's the path on the kind of directly on the other side, which is new and exciting. There's uncertainty on it. And then there's one in the middle that seems to be a little more conservative, where you're kind of dabbling a little bit over here but maintaining something else on the side. And where you're being to pointed at is the far right, where it's new and scary. There's the stuff that you're being sent here to do, and what you've been doing. They're related, but they're not the same. So you've got a background, and you've got like an education, or you've got a skill set, and this grounded kind of fundamentally career that you are doing, that you can continue to do, and you could retire in, and life would be good. And then you've got this other stuff that there's some ways where they connect, because it looks like you're dealing with helping people and healing people and so forth. But this one over here is the more spiritually charged and less conservative, I guess is a good word to say it.
That
career.
Involves.
And
I
it
think
feels
the
like
one that you made.
That's what you're supposed to do. And so it's scary. It feels kind of scary because there's no wall there. It's not like a building. You go over there and you just go over there and do that today. You got to work. You got to do the things you got to do. And there's this certain feeling of uncertainty. What's going to happen? And I'm hearing it's all going to happen. It's going to come together. Don't quit and just go over there. Work your way over there. But know that it's coming. That is the direction you're going, and trust it. Yes, that is the direction you're going in. But you have to start doing the things to make that happen. I'm not feeling like you're doing the things to grow yourself and to develop yourself and to get your skills in the right area, but you're not doing the things to get yourself out there. Does that make sense? You're not like out. And that's what they're saying. It's time to get out there and start doing it.
Now, just to be kind of clear so that I understand which one that you're saying that you feel like would be the highest order for me, does it, the one that is like new and exciting to me, does that one involve writing?
It looks like there's some writing. It looks like there's some speaking. It looks like there's even some hands-on work of some kind that you're doing that's either healing or creative, but it's very different from this kind of other career path that you've kind of been on so far. Does that give you clarity?
Okay.
But the writing that I'm seeing, you know, they're showing me like multi-tiered writing. There's kind of storytelling, and then there's information. Like poetry. There's like the writing is going to unfold and turn into like something really quite fruitful. But you have to start, and you have to walk the walk like that's who you are. And I feel like you've been preparing for it, like in this preparation stage. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you're like, I'm
going to
prepare myself, and I'm going to go out there when I'm done. Like you're cooking in the oven or something like that. They're trying to tell you, you're already finished cooking in the oven, just it's time to start. The cake is done. It's time to serve it. The cake is done. Let's eat the cake now. That's what I'm getting. It's time to start. And once you start, you won't feel so stuck. because you're like, the information is there and you're like, it's churning. It's time to start. Mm-hmm. You won't feel stuck if you just start, even if it's just as simple as getting a blog and putting stuff out there for people to see. You know, it's, you just got to start.
Okay.
That makes sense. And once you start, you'll start to get a presence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I see. Did the light bulb just light up? Did a light bulb? Did I get a light bulb?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just I've been drawn to like starting a blog or writing something, you know, online, but it's just like, well, what the heck am I supposed to talk about here?
That's the thing. Like, that's the thing. If you start to talk, you mm-hmm. start to write, it'll start to mm-hmm. come to you. And the first time, you know, the first couple of things, the first week, the first month, or however long you, whatever you invest in it, the first times you put it up there, it may not even make any sense to even you. You're like, I don't know why I wrote that yesterday. Okay, whatever. And then as you start to really dig into it and build your disciplines, the message will start to come. The information will start to flow. And your connection will get stronger, you know, with the artistic talents that we have on the planet. I like to talk about muses because that's the easiest way to compare it, because that's kind of what it feels like. The muse is going to come to you and start communicating to you what it is you're supposed to say, and then you won't have any control over it anymore. Then it becomes the message that you will put here to deliver, whether it's a fun message, a creative rest message, or a spiritual message. It will come the way you've been put here to decipher it. But until you start tapping it out, nothing's going to come. And you can sit for the next 6 years kind of trying to figure out how to do it. Or you can start now and do it for the next 6 years and be who you are here to be. So there's a quote mm-hmm. that I've been throwing out there. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is today. It's time for you to plant your tree.
Beautiful. So,
is that beautiful? You can write that down.
Yeah.
So when you start your blog, what I really would love for you to do is link mm-hmm. it to me, send it to me in the email so I can follow you. I'd love to watch you unfold. I really would.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to be very exciting. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It looks fun. It doesn't look kind of dry and blah and blah, 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 you know, like another blog out there telling you what to do. It doesn't feel like that. It feels fun and inspirational and entertaining all at the same time. Does that feel right to you?
Yes, I need some fun in my life.
Oh, I heard that, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as always, time is just like runs by. Are you going to call me back and let me know how this is going?
Yes,
I
will. And I can, is your email address on the website?
It is. It's Angel Thacker, angel.thacker at comcast.net. I do have two things I need to say. If people are interested to participate, I've got my Life Millionaire Club call at 323-920-0091. The PIN number is 776-9471. You can go to igniteandevolvecoaching.com and get all the information about me, and you can link there. And you can also text 22828. In Ignite and Evolve, and you'll get added to my mailing list. I'm sorry, Pooja, I'm not going to be able to grab your call, but I'll send you an email. I got to run here. I got like 15 seconds left. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for your call. I'm going to wish you Godspeed and good luck. And everyone, it's time for you to ignite your life and evolve to the next level. Take care and goodbye.